We're on the air, we're streaming live, and we're talking to entrepreneurs. But the best part, I think, about the show is the YouTube channel, where you can really Google almost any, or straight put in your browser, any topic that we have, and you will find thousands of interviews on radio entrepreneurs, content leaders, content thought leaders in subject areas. And our next interview is Stacy Shipman, facilitator, consultant, coach. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Nice to be here. It's a beautiful day.
I don't know. I'm in a studio.
Trust me.
I was in Florida yesterday. Yesterday was a beautiful day.
I know.
Yeah. I think I still have a little bit tan on me. Stacy.
So?
Tell us about what you do.
What I do. Well, I like to start with why I do what I do, because I do a lot of things, and there's really an overarching purpose behind all of it, and that's really to bring out the best in people. So whether I am coaching someone on a presentation, hosting my own event, or working with an organization to make their business meetings more engaging, it's really all about how do you create environments where people feel seen, heard, and can do their best work. So it's all about bringing out the best in people.
So what's your background? How did you, or give us a sort of a career path so we get how you evolved into that sort of process.
So after college, I spent the first half of my career in market research, actually, and asking a lot of questions and producing a lot of reports. And then in 2006, coming
up
to
12 years. Any psychographic research?
No, it was all qualitative.
Okay, see, and I wanted to get that all cleared up.
And I was in a technology analyst firm, publishing, and direct sales. Those were the industries I was in at the time. But in 2006, I left... quit that to start a business. I was actually in fitness part-time, personal trainer, fitness instructor,
I'm into
yoga.
Fitness about an hour a day.
See, I still am into it. I don't teach it, but it's good for you. And when I left corporate, all of a sudden I had to network. I had to give presentations. I had to sell my services, and I didn't know how to do any of that. So it was either get another job or figure out how to talk to people in an effective way. And I chose to step into all those, that discomfort, if you will. I had a real big fear of being in front of audiences and things like that. But, you know, things like Toastmasters coaching, different classes on storytelling and writing really helped me develop my skills. And then I started teaching other people because they asked me. And voila, 12 years later, I'm still teaching, you know, focused on communication because I think it's the heart of business.
Do you work out of your house?
I do, I'm with clients, yeah.
And so you have a private practice, and you do individual coaching, consulting with people.
Private coaching, group programs, and I host some of my own
around
events.
Group communication, individual communication, effectiveness, things like that.
Exactly. I work with a lot of leaders, new leaders especially, who went from individual contributor to how do I manage and motivate people.
Right.
Analysts and experts who have to express their ideas in an engaging way, and some business owners who, how do I communicate the value of what I do?
Can you give us, for our listeners, because, you know, the field of coaching is so broad, and there are so many different people mm-hmm. who get involved with it. Mm-hmm. Give us a client and sort of a client history, if you don't mind, of mm-hmm. somebody you helped and how it helped them with their career. That way our listeners will understand you better.
Absolutely. So I have one client right now. It's a small business. The woman is the VP of operations. They're a healthcare recruitment firm. And she contacted me because she was put in charge of running her staff meetings. They have about 30 employees, a lot of virtual folks, and they were coming in for a workshop, and she needed some coaching on how do I create a good experience for them and really make this meaningful. So I worked with her on how do you engage people right away by telling a story about, you know, the whole reason why you're there, and how do you get them talking? So it wasn't just her in front of a group of 30 people spewing information. It was, how do you engage them? How do you get them to be part of the conversation as well? So that was our first engagement. And now, a year later, she actually has me facilitate these meetings. So instead of coaching her, I facilitate on her behalf. And so we do things, different team building activities, a lot of interaction, getting people up, moving, talking to each other, different fun. At first, they seem silly, but when we debrief, there's a lot of practical application, because what's the point otherwise? And then we have one coming up next month where it's going to be part team building, part how do you communicate better with your clients and each other when you're virtual. But for me, it's really about the relationship you have with yourself first. So we're going to do some emotional intelligence work. How do you be aware of what's going on with other people in the room. And then the other part is then how do you express yourself clearly and respectfully so that you can ultimately get what you want. So with this client, it started with a coaching engagement because she was put in charge of these meetings. And now it's become, Stacy, facilitate these for me because you're doing a way better job than I could do and you're still making me look good. And that's what she's said to me.
So that, and do you get paid by the hour or by the project, by retainer, or all of the above?
All of the above. It depends on the engagement. Yeah,
right.
It depends on the engagement. I mean, I do group workshops. Sometimes it's one day. Sometimes there's follow-up involved. Everything is, I mean, I have general programs that I offer, but in the end, everything is customized for what the client needs in that moment.
And do you ever work in teams of your own consulting teams of people? You go into an organization, do you work with a group of people yourself who are going in to work with the client?
I just did that on Friday. I had a group of 10. They have a big user. The company has a big user conference coming up in April. These are consultants and analysts who know the software product really, really well. But what they're not skilled at is how do I make this breakout session at the conference really engaging for people. And they brought me in, or a consultant in, because at last year's user conference, they got feedback that said, hey, these people aren't, they're great at what they do, but they're not really engaging the audience. So they decided to get them some coaching. And so I worked with 10 of them on Friday in a group setting.
And do you ever work with other, let's say, organizational consultants in teams like that as well?
I do. Yeah, I mean, I work with associations to help with their conferences.
Right.
I work with other coaches and consultants, like, you know, similar to myself, and then with the small to mid-sized businesses.
I hope you don't mind my questions, but, you know, when I think about presentation skills, do you get involved, because it relates to some degree, on sales training as well?
I have done some sales, but mostly my work is with folks. The clients are already secured. And so it's less about the business development sales closing process, and it's really more for people, at least at my niche, who are presenting to current clients and the organizations. Like, we want them to remain our clients. So
right.
When you're presenting this information, you need to engage them.
This is how you interact with the client.
Right. So it's more about retention,
right.
Client and customer retention.
I think that's helpful.
It is. Because they're putting people who don't normally present, they spend a lot of time in their head thinking and analyzing, and then presenting is a much different beast.
So tell us, is there a sort of a mission for the business to grow, or just to keep it as a private practice?
Right now, I'm kind of in that space. I don't want it to be just about me. I mean, I've used my name for a long time. I'm in the process of creating, kind of narrowing down what a business name might look like. And growing it. Huge, I don't know how big, but you know, 12 years ago, I didn't know that I'd be doing what I'm doing now. So I never want to say never to anything anymore. But you know, maybe at some point my husband comes on board, because his work is very similar in alignment with what I do. He has a corporate job, which he loves. He's not looking to leave yet, but we talk about it. What's the future look like? I talk to my sister sometimes, so maybe there's a family business going on here. I don't know yet, but I do want to grow. I love what I do. I absolutely love watching people go from I hate presenting, please don't make me talk to people, to oh, that was actually really fun, and I actually helped somebody by getting my message out. And so there's a lot of power in that, and I think today we need, I call them bright lights, people who have knowledge that can make your business or life better, and they need to get that out.
Are there some common elements to people's fears around presenting or obstacles that you find like the most common that you could share?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, like people who are really stuck in the fear, I mean, some of it goes way back to childhood. You know, I've heard everything from I used to get teased for my teeth to I need to lose 15 pounds and I don't want anybody looking at me.
Or all of the above.
I mean, I was bullied as a kid, and that was one of many reasons why I had an intense fear of it. But for folks who do present as part of their job, a lot of it is, how do I engage people? You know, I just look at them and their eyes are glassing over, or people get up and make a phone call, and how do I keep them engaged? That's a huge question that I get from a lot of my clients.
Good. If somebody wants to find you, Stacy, how would they do that?
StacyShipman.com.
Pretty easy.
Pretty easy. And it's STACEY, shipman.com.
I want to thank you for being on the show today. And we also want to thank your sponsor, Jim Farrell.
Yeah, Jim's awesome.
PR First. And Jim is a great friend of Radio Entrepreneurs and someone we really appreciate. And so thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.